Good morning, I'm Janie Gould, and this is 88.9 FM. Tamara Ordonez was a concert pianist in her native Ecuador when a stroke paralyzed her left hand. That was 25 years ago. She was 20 and had been studying at a music conservatory since she was barely tall enough to reach the keyboard. She recalls that in her first exam, she was stumped when the judges called out a page number of a piece they wanted her to play.
I just turned and saw my father like, oops, because I was just in kindergarten. I didn't know about numbers or letters yet, but I could read the music.
Ordonez studied and performed, and by the time she was 20, she was also a second-year medical student. She thought she might combine music and medicine by working in music therapy. Instead, 2 days before a concert, she had a massive stroke that paralyzed the left side of her body and left her unable to walk for more than a year. She thinks it might have been brought on, at least in part, by the stress of her grueling schedule.
Everybody knows that if you're going to medical school, you can do nothing else.
You didn't want to give up piano, I'm sure.
Oh, of course I didn't. I was working too much. I was studying too much. I didn't have time for myself in the week that I had my stroke. I was practicing until 3 in the morning, and I was up again at 7 because I had medical school at 7. I thought that I could do everything because I was healthy, I was young. And, you know, when you're young, you think you can carry the world in your hands and everything is easy and you will be forever alive.
How did you feel about not being able to play the piano?
I definitely thought that I was going to recover my hand. It never happened. The therapy of the hand never worked.
Over time, she started thinking about how she could play piano again without her left hand.
That I started listening to music and how to play the music just with one hand versus two hands.
Do you remember the first time you sat down at the piano again?
Yeah, and that's interesting the way how I remember. I was playing in my mind how to play, and the first song that came to me in the way how to play it was Autumn Leaves. It came the idea, or instead of chords, I will do arpeggios. I asked my dad to take me to the piano, and he was like, no. He was afraid that I was going to be in front of the piano and crying because I was going to be nothing again.
But that's not how it turned out.
No, actually, he was crying instead of me. And I started playing, and the song just came back.
But Ordonez really wanted to play classical music again. Now she has a piano that can record a track of her playing what would normally be the left hand of a piece with her right hand. When she plays it back, she plays the right hand section simultaneously, and the composition comes together. She's also arranged some music for one hand, including some of Mozart's work.
Believe it or not, Mozart became the easiest to arrange. The first one of Mozart that I had a chance to arrange was the Fantasy in D minor. What I do there is I use my thumb and my index as left hand and the other three fingers as right hand. You see where the left hand is?
Your thumb and your second finger of your right hand.
Mm-hmm. It's right here.
How do you feel being able to sit at the piano again and make such beautiful music?
Alive.
Tamara Ordonez lives in Stewart. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould. at the piano again and makes such beautiful music.